Exercise 2, page MEP 1. At the age of 90, most people are taking life easy, but not Elsie Frobisher. Every winter, Elsie distributes food and clothing to the homeless people of Boston. And she hasn't stopped, despite having recently recovered from a broken leg. Elsie, welcome. Can you tell us what exactly you do?
I'm one of a number of volunteers at my church who make sandwiches and snacks for homeless people and hand out clothing. I do it a few nights a week, sometimes more in snowy conditions. We put as many hats, scarves, socks and gloves as we can carry into a trolley and take it around the streets of the city centre. We also hand out soap, toothbrushes and combs.
Why do you do it?
There's a real need to do it, unfortunately. There are thousands of homeless people in Boston, and not all of them find places to sleep every night. Cardboard and plastic is not much protection in the Boston winter. Some of them I've got to know very well, and there's no way I could stop helping them. Volunteering has made me realize that homelessness is a very misunderstood issue. Homeless people are just ordinary people who have problems. There are some good people out on the streets, and they're all somebody's daughter or son.
Isn't it dangerous?
In a way, I'm the safest person to do this. Who would attack a little old lady like me? I'm more afraid of the icy pavements than the people. I broke my leg last winter, and it was so frustrating not being able to volunteer.
Be careful out there, Elsie.
Oh, I've bought a much better pair of boots for this winter, so don't worry about me. I think it's far better to do some exercise and risk a fall here and there than to sit at home alone every night.
You're an inspirational lady, Elsie. Tell me, what did you do before you retired?
I was a psychiatric nurse, so I'm used to helping people with problems. It was work that was very stressful at times, but very rewarding. I think it taught me not to judge people too quickly, and maybe that's why I do my homelessness volunteering. I would never ignore a homeless person, but I don't give them money either. Sometimes I might buy someone a cup of coffee and a donut. But often the best thing you can give to someone who's feeling alone and rejected by society is a shoulder to cry on, or just an ear.